So we are looking at here the 30 companies that were in the Dow Jones Industrial Average as of the end of 2019. Three of them have already been kicked out already this year. When you hear that the Dow went up, the Dow went down, what does it mean? Well, this list of 30 stocks comprises the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And when you hear people say that the Dow went up 100 points, that means the aggregate total of all the prices of these stocks went up by 100 or down by 100 or whatever. And of course, some companies go up, some companies go down. Because it's only 30 stocks, if one company does really, really well, the Dow can do really, really well. Or if one company does really, really poorly, one company could make the Dow look very poor. So the Dow is not the best measure. S&P 500 is a better measure, but even that has its problems. The Wilshire 5000, which is now called the United States Total Stock Market, U.S. Total Stock Market Index, which is a horrible name. I like the Wilshire 5000. That's a view of the large companies and the medium-sized companies and the small companies. S&P 500 is the large companies. Standard & Poor's 500 is mostly large companies, and the Dow is, they're all large companies in the Dow. So these are the companies that make up the Dow. So when you hear the Dow went up, the Dow went down, then these companies either did well or badly, and a couple of them probably did pretty well, some of them did pretty badly. But you should know most all of these companies. Run through the list. You should know or have at least heard of them. Maybe a couple you don't know. Boeing, they make airplanes, right? Goldman Sachs, what do they do? Oh, they're a bank, but not the kind of bank that you and I go to. They're the kind of bank that other companies go to, big companies go to. They're called an investment bank. And when a company wants to go public, wants to be traded on the stock exchange, they go to a company like Goldman Sachs and say, "Hey, we want to go on the big board, the New York Stock Exchange or the Nasdaq. Will you help us do that?" And Goldman Sachs or Merrill, stupid, Merrill Stem, Merrill, Merrill Lynch, Merrill, Merrill Streep, Merrill Lynch, or Morgan Stupid, Morgan Stanley will assess the company's potential for becoming a public entity. How about Pfizer, right? Well, they were removed. They're a drug company. Dow Chemical, they were removed this year. They're a chemical company. And who else was removed? United Technologies, which is now called Raytheon Technologies, they were removed. In fact, the longest running stock, in fact, that had been in the only company that had been in the Dow since its beginning in 1896 was GE, General Electric, and they were removed in 2018 and replaced with Walgreen Boots Alliance. What is that? Well, Walgreen, but it's a long story. They moved themselves out of the United States into Canada and did what's called an inversion or something or whatever it's called. But they merged with a company called Boots in Canada. And they're not really based in Canada, they're really based in the United States, but they just made themselves look like they're based in Canada for tax purposes. Anyway, so you mostly know most all these companies. And if you weren't, who's Procter and Gamble, right? Well, you ever hear of Tide or Head and Shoulders or Crest or Pampers? Yes, that's Procter and Gamble. 3M. Oh, right. Post-it notes, Scotch tape, that's 3M. So which one would you choose? 10,000 years ago. Now, Microsoft wasn't around. Apple wasn't around 89, 86 years ago with $10,000. Which would you choose? Well, if you choose, say, for example, Microsoft, it means you owned Union Carbide. Who are they? They're a chemical company. From 86 years ago up until 1999 when they took out Union Carbide and put in Microsoft. See, that's how it works. So if you bought Walmart, you didn't own Walmart 86 years ago. You owned Woolworths. Who are they? Well, if you go down to Mexico, they're still around, Woolworths. But they were a department store in the United States. There's only one piece of them left in the United States, and that is Foot Locker. That part of Woolworth is the only thing that survived at Foot Locker. And so which one would you choose, huh? And in the face-to-face class, what we do is we make it into a little game. We ask each individual, and we write them on the board. And then we have the piece of paper taped so they can't see the other side. I hope you didn't peek. So you now, you ready to peek? Did you choose your stock? Did you choose your stock? I hope so, because we're going ready to peek. Let's go over to the right side. And oh my goodness, even in hindsight, it is difficult to choose which companies will do well and which will do poorly. The stock that did the best made its money selling toothpaste, shampoo, diapers, razors, and soap. Procter & Gamble, based in Cincinnati, Ohio, worldwide company. And now look, the next ones are no, not even close. Home Depot, but they're still pretty darn good, right? $10,000 became $3,600,000 for Home Depot, $3,500,000 for McDonald's. But remember, you had to own the company beforehand. So some of the companies made us very, very happy, and some of them didn't do very well at all. Now, what's wrong with Cisco or Verizon? By the way, who are Cisco? Cisco makes internet equipment, routers, switches, and other things for the internet. There's another company called Cisco, but that's spelled differently, and they sell food and uniforms, S-Y-S-C-O. But what happened with Cisco and Verizon Communications? Well, it's not their fault. If you go back to the left side, you'll see that Cisco replaced General Motors. And they didn't kick out General Motors out of the Dow until it was in bankruptcy. So the stock price had just plummeted. And then who did Verizon take over from? They took over from the old AT&T, which was in serious trouble when it finally was kicked out of the Dow. So you have to be careful when you buy stocks. Some companies like General Electric, like Woolworth, they have their lifespan like General Motors, and then they go through a death, so to speak. And sometimes they're reborn like General Motors, and sometimes they aren't, like Kodak, which used to be in the Dow but was taken out back in 2004. And what happened to poor old Kodak? Now, many of you young folks don't even know who they are. You heard the name, but you've grown up without these little yellow boxes that used to be in every drugstore, every convenience store, every supermarket, everywhere they were, because they were sold film. And Kodak was the company that actually developed the digital camera. Right, they developed the technology to put them out of business. So that's why you can't just buy it these days. You can't just buy a stock and hold it forever, as Mr. Warren Buffett likes to say to do. But some you can, you know. But those are very few and far between. You have to continually be checking up on your companies. And can they make us wealthy? Happy? Yes. Well, maybe not happy, but they make us wealthy. Can they make us poorer and sad? Yeah, if you'd put your money into the company that Cisco took over, General Motors, and left it there all these 86 years, if you just put it in the bank, you would have done a hell of a lot better. So sometimes stocks can make us very sad. Okay, folks, so questions, comments, criticisms, you know who to send them to. Onward and upward, dear students. We are very, very proud of you.